Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Are you aware of what's going on in the public schools all around the country, in your community, most likely, but certainly around the nation? It is a radical sex ed program that encourages people, doesn't just talk about general birds and bees, if you will, but encourages young people as young as age 5 to engage in sexual activity and to even question whether they're male, female, or neither, and it's being funded by your tax dollars. Well, you can do something about it. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead, the director of communications for Liberty Counsel, and Elizabeth Johnson. She is also known as the activist mommy. You probably have seen her on Facebook. You can follow her on Facebook, but she is one of the many voices that are calling attention to what's taking place in the school. And Elizabeth, on April the 23rd, mothers, fathers, families all over the country are pulling their children out of school to protest the sex ed curriculum that's taking place in school. What is this about?
We started in one city. We said we have no resources, okay? There's no George Soros money to bus people into our event and to, you know, help us build a website. And we have no resources. And so we're going to just stick with Charlotte, North Carolina. We can manage that one protest, that one press event. Well, there was no stopping this train, okay? As soon as parents found out what was really going on behind their backs and the deception that is being employed by bureaucrats, they said, we have to do this in our city. I want to do it in my city. And so now we have press events in 9 cities, at least, in America, and we're in 3 countries. That's we are also awesome. In Australia and in Canada, and we have the UK knocking on our door, asking us to do something there as well. And so, if we just can inform the parents about what is taking place, we are seeing them say, I desperately need help. I'm not getting the truth in my school. You know, my friend in North Carolina, you know how you can file a formal information request,
right?
And the schools are required to answer it within a certain amount of time and tell you what you're asking for about the curriculum. My friend filed this information request because she knew that HRC was in North Carolina, Welcoming Schools was in North Carolina schools, and she asked for all this detailed information. They come back to her and say, no, we have none of that curriculum. Well, she knows that it's in there, and so she comes back with, yes, you do. Here's what's in your schools. And they said, oh, that's not curriculum. Those are teacher resources.
Mm.
And so these lying dogs, all right, who want the money that are attached to the funds that are attached to the program. That's what all of this is about. Follow the money.
Yeah.
These school boards and bureaucrats in the educational system get funding if they teach these certain programs. If they don't teach the programs, they don't get the funding. And so literally, these bureaucrats have decided that school funding and money are more important than protecting your child's interest. Enough is enough. We have had it. Our kids are not for sale. They're our kids. They're not your kids. You go have your own kids. If you want to pervert the minds of your kids, you're going to have to answer to God for that, but you won't pervert the minds of our kids during school hours at taxpayer expense.
I mean, this is unbelievable. You've got children as young as 5 being exposed to this curriculum and how to shop for condoms and teaching about promiscuous behavior and how to go to a Planned Parenthood clinic. I mean, that is absolutely absurd. I imagine you have some parents that probably came to you knowing that you're a great activist and you can take action. I imagine many of them came to you with this concern.
Well, some of this curriculum actually instructs children to visit an abortion clinic on their own,
right,
taking a bus so as not to inform their parents and also to fill out a form about Planned Parenthood services. In other words, this is in a public school, and they're encouraging kids to go check out an abortion clinic, but you don't want your parents to know about it, so deceive your parents, get on a bus so that they won't know that you went to this abortion
clinic.
What kind
of propaganda? My goodness.
Because the criminal organization Planned Parenthood knows better than your parents do. That's actually where we are today. That's actually what we're allowing to come into our kids' schools. And yes, Holly, you're right. I have had so many parents reaching out to me. They send me evidence of these types of atrocious things taking place in the schools. And so as I saw this evidence and as I saw, you know, the videos of the parents in New York and in Australia crying out for help, saying, someone help us fight this. Mm. I just could not sit on the sideline any longer. And a few of us moms said, what can we do? And we picked a date. This was back in November, long before the gun march, the anti-gun march had ever been conceived or the shooting had taken place at the school. And so this was back in November that we decided to do this. We almost gave up after the anti-gun march because we were worried that people would be so frustrated about, you know, stepping out of class that we almost gave up. And the devil was certainly hoping we would, because now we are in the midst of a media firestorm and a massive amount of public support as we are educating parents about really how Planned Parenthood and HRC and the ACLU are all working in concert together to pervert the minds of your children and radicalize them.
Well, you can get more information by going to several websites. First of all, lc.org. We did a press release on this called Parents Say No Graphic Curriculum, lc.org. And in that, it gives you information about what's taking place, what is actually taking place in the schools, and what you can do on April 23rd. Then we also have hot links to sexedsitout.com. That's a website, sexedsitout.com, and the Facebook. And if you go to Facebook, you can just search for Sex Ed Sit Out, and there's videos there, there's other information. It will shock you. Some of this curriculum teaches children as young as 5 years old, which is kindergarten level, to have anal and oral sex, a kindergartner. We're talking about a five-year-old, to masturbate one another.
With pictures.
With pictures and demonstrations, and to go out and do comparison shopping for condoms, and even to question whether they're male or female. You don't have to be male or female. You can just decide who you are. And one of the best ways to do it, they will encourage you, is to experiment in these same-sex activities as young as 5, 6, 7, kindergarten, first, second grade. Now, Planned Parenthood is one of the organizations behind it. Planned Parenthood and the Alfred Kinsey Institute have founded this organization called Sex Information and Education Council of the United States. Sounds like an official governmental entity. It's not. It's called SECUS for short. And Planned Parenthood is wanting to sexualize your children, and then when they get pregnant, wants to kill the children. Alfred Kinsey wanted to ultimately destroy any moral parameters on human sexuality because he wanted to destroy marriage, Judeo-Christian morality, and the very notion of God himself. And that's where a lot of this began back in the 1948 edition of Alfred Kinsey's first book.
What happened to reading, writing, and arithmetic in the schools, you know?
Exactly. We're very excited, Matt, that one of our press events is in Bloomington, Indiana, the home of the monster Alfred Kinsey, who started so much of this.
Wow.
They're going to be right there at the headquarters at Bloomington. It's going to be incredible. It's really going to be an epic press event. And yes, you are right. Explain to me how Planned Parenthood, which profits off of girls getting pregnant, is in our school teaching them about sexuality. Come on, guys, connect the dots. How obvious
can it
get?
They're throwing gasoline on a lighted match, and then when it starts on fire, they're bringing in the fire extinguisher to put it out, knowing—
Abortion, yep.
So it's abortion. Yep. I mean, it's the fox guarding the hen house. Well, I encourage you to get involved and educated about this, because you will become outraged when you realize what's happening in our schools. You're sending your kids to school, you're at work, at home, whatever you're doing, and you think that they're learning, but they're learning these kinds of things. They're learning how to lie to you as well, to go to an abortion clinic so you won't know. And it's being paid for by your tax dollars that they're taking out of your check every time you receive your pay. Go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org. You can search for the press release, Parents Say No to Graphic Curriculum, sexedsitout.com, and search for Sex Ed Sit Out on Facebook. Learn about it, get involved. All the information's there. A letter you can send to your school administrators is there as well, and more information. Share it with your family, friends, and your church. Go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776. Become an active partner of Liberty Counsel and make a difference in your community and across the nation. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, lc.org.